One of the we've been talking about different ways that we interact with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that we view Hashem through tefillah, and one of those, obviously, as a judge, we're all familiar with the idea that tefillah, lid palel, comes from the word to judge oneself, and judgment is a fundamental aspect of davening. So Rav Zinger, in the context of his sefer, says that one of the aspects that we sit in front of Hashem, so he spoke, he's an avarachamim, he's a God of mercy, he's a father, there are lots of things in the way that we interact with Hashem, but one of them is, omed lifnei Hashem abochein klayos v'lev. We stand before Hashem, who's the ultimate judge. Omed kenidon, and we're standing as if we are standing in judgment, lifnei hashofet kol haaretz, as if we're standing in front of the judge of the entire world, literally pleading for ourselves. And so the homework he says, based on that very briefly, because we're almost close to Shkia, as he says, namdim be'aminas kufa kenidon ha'omed beduchan beis hamishpat. So one of the things that we do is we stand in davening and we envision ourselves as if we're sitting in a place of judgment. He says, otzmin esayinayim, close your eyes, umismalim betchusha kianu shkufim l'chalutim. Imagine that you are suddenly see-through, right? You're going through an x-ray machine in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, can you imagine if that's how you prepared for your encounter with Hashem? Uvimabat soker, nitein lerot masterenu. And all of a sudden, someone is about to see all of your insides. So we all know that there's an element of us that we project to the world, that we put on a show. We have inhibitions, we have a certain way we conduct ourselves, and even though we might think certain things or want to behave certain ways, society dictates how we're going to act. But he says, imagine if for a second you're standing literally bare, naked, and totally see-through before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore he says, after you open up your eyes, la'achar p'kichas ha'inayim, nitan lichtov es p'sak din. Imagine that before your Shmoneh Esrei, you came to a p'sak din, the judgment. Ma chashti ki ha'mabara aloki ra'a bi hayom. When I come before Hashem, a few minutes from now, in my Shmoneh Esrei, what's the p'sak din? What is Hashem going to see of me today? Not just in the actions that I exhibited to the world around me, but my thoughts, my intentions, the things that others might not see, but we know that Hashem, because He sees through everything, is able to see about me. So what is the judgment? What's that p'sak din as I stand before the Creator, as I stand before the ultimate judge? Again, one of the things we're going to do over the next couple of days is relate to Hashem in different kinds of ways. But if you acknowledge that Hashem is the ultimate judge, so this definitely is a good piece of advice. It's definitely a good thing to work on. What would the p'sak din be on me as I approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu in just a few minutes from now?